Hey, this is Sammy Smith, producer of The Comeback Show. You're listening to part two of this episode. Make sure to check out part one if you haven't already, and thank you for being a part of the comeback community.
Stick around. It's going to be a good one.
You know, we're well past 2020, and I've said so many times, if you come out of a year like 2020 the same person, you missed the point. Because setbacks are always a setup. So the question is, are you taking advantage of those intentional pauses, whether they come from the creator of the universe or whether they come from your mistakes, and some really bad mistakes, wrong choices? There's never, like you said, there's never a moment lost. There's nothing in vain. If you look around, I said to my son, we went away to South Dakota to a big event called Freedom Fest, and Vox Ox, I'm the executive vice president of Vox Ox. So I know you and I, this is our first time meeting. So I run marketing and strategy for the company. And so up there, we were doing this big event, and a lot of investors, a lot of business owners, CEOs that are up there for this event. And I was with my son. He is a natural networker. Like, his story is a crazy story of extreme bullying. But because of that, he had to fight for his own little space in classrooms. He had to fight for his own little space of geniusness, so that today, he's 21 years old, he doesn't meet a stranger. He doesn't care if you say you're ugly. He doesn't care if you say you're skinny. He doesn't care if somebody says you're so white, because he's very white. He's like paler than white. And so he takes that and goes like, yeah, women like skinny and that they think that's sexy. He's found a way to turn what other people would deem negative or oppressive into something that's advantageous. And I've watched, even in your story, that's exactly the perspective that you're bringing to your clients. I told them, never underestimate the room that you're in, because there's a reason why you're in the room. And Martha, I know that, you know, you and I, we work with a lot of boss ladies. We work with a lot of people that are trying to do this life on another level than they have in their past. And they're missing out on the room often that they're currently in, because they're spending so much time focused on how to get to the next room. And what would you say for somebody, whether it's a female, a male, somebody that's looking to scale to the next level? The hardest million you'll ever make is your first million. But man, if I could just get here, I'll be happy. Or if I could just have a husband, I'll be happy. Or if we could just land that client, I'll be happy. You know, there's some happiness in your shirt. There's happiness in being a nice human. What would you say to that person that is looking so hard into the next season that they're missing out on where they're at right now?
That's what I would say. I mean, it's be very careful of the "I'll be happy when this happens," because it never is enough. You'll become a multimillionaire, and then all of a sudden you need to be a billionaire in order to be happy. And whenever you're focused on those things in order to be happy, you're going to look around and, you know, you're going to realize that your kid has just grown an inch and you missed it. You're going to look around and realize that you and your significant other aren't really that close. Like, you maybe have missed appointments with them, or you're not really contributing with your family that much anymore. And you're not really developing relationships and stuff like that, because your focus is solely on this one thing, whatever that one thing is. Whenever we get singularly focused on, "I'll be happy if this," it's usually a one thing. And it's usually financially, you know, there's usually a financial charge to it in some way, right? So it's usually, "I'll be happy whenever I have $1 million." Okay, well, then you have $1 million and you got to pay taxes on $1 million, right? You got like all this. It's what did that rapper say? More money, more problems. Not that money isn't great, right? But really, happiness is, I mean, if your goal is financial happiness, there's a thing that I found out just in my own scaling up. Like, scale is as much as you want to scale. Like, my family wants to end poverty, and we've reverse engineered how to be able to do that. And that's what our scaling is doing. Like, that's what, make sure you have a give back attached to it. But then also, something that I found in my own scale up was that I actually started to have that like that feeling that I thought the $1 million was going to give me, I started to have that a lot sooner. And so it's actually a goal that's closer than you think that it is. And it's only 20% more than what you need every month to pay bills and stuff like that. Once people have about 20% more than what they actually need to get by every month, all of a sudden there's like the, you can loosen the tie a bit. You can like, you can breathe. You can feel like, okay, if something happens to the car, we're fine. Okay, so now we can put some money in savings. All right, now we can go on vacation. Now we can do that stuff. That only that's all that requires is about 20% more than what is required to pay your bills. And so now you can live as though you're, you know, the millionaire, but it starts happening at 20% more. So understand that if your goals are to be a millionaire, my suggestion is to put a give back around that in some capacity, mm-hmm. because those of us that, and I think a lot of us are really showing up this way these days. And I say heart-centered, but we live from our souls, right? Mm-hmm. Whenever you do that, if you put a money goal out there, like a $1 million goal, you're going to have all sorts of subconscious stuff start to pop up. But whenever that goal is so that you can give back to the community in this way and help people in this way, and all of that is bundled up with this $1 million goal, all of a sudden that becomes way more feasible. Because mm-hmm. just a $1 million goal standing on its own, and I'm just saying that ambiguously, but just a $1 million goal standing on its own, you're going to have the subconscious flag start going up of like, you can't do that. You've never done that before. And da, 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 da. Like all of this weird stuff starts happening. Whereas if it's an external goal of helping sustainability, giving back to the community, changing the world, if that's bundled up in that $1 million and it can't happen unless you have the $1 million to be able to make this, all of a sudden, it's a goal that you choose to have and you will not settle for less. And that's a whole like heart-centered approach to it. But to answer your question, sorry, I'm long-winded.
No, I love it. I love it. You're fabulous. And the energy around just you is so beautiful because, you know, even in that 20%, I want to pause for just a second because so many people think that 20% is huge. When we talk about the 1% method of micro progress, 1% getting closer to I'm 20% above my nut every month doesn't mean increasing your lifestyle. It means getting to a place where you're peaceful with the lifestyle that you've got so that the 20% can emerge. Once you're to that 20%, they can scale together. But the best way to get to 20% is live beneath your means. Yeah. And so if you have that and you know you're living beyond, you'll never get to the 20%. Over 80% of Americans actually overspend by 20%. So that most people are behind the eight ball every single month living the grind it out life. When there is a life of, you know, I think of how many people we know right now that we've taught this principle to, that they're living in modest lifestyles. They've got a good car, but not maybe the fanciest car. But let me talk to you about their marriage. Let me talk to you about the peace that passes all understanding in their life. Mm-hmm. Let me talk to you about the value of family in their life. And they're humble, they're kind, and their give back is massive. Mm-hmm. So they have this proper ecosystem of what you're speaking about. This ecosystem has been built. Let's call it the 20% ecosystem.
Yeah.
Inside of that 20%, you begin to be a nice human because you're not stressed out over how to figure it out. You're actually living to give, living to be a generous conduit of light and love. Martha, I love that.
Man.
So how did you, as you developed your agency, social media maven powerhouse, how did you start that agency? What was your focus and what does it do today? Like if people want to access you and get the best of you, what does that look like?
Yeah. Well, the agency, whenever I started it, I have a strange understanding of SEO. I have a weird sort of cellular understanding. I'll know, it's one of those geeky things, right? But I'll know when Google had an algorithm change before they even mention the update. Like, I'll be able to see it and I can tell, and then I can just know what to do in order to be able to optimize according to the new algorithm. So that's what my agency did to start off with. And then we went into website building and all of the, you know, all of the things. Now, we don't have the agency anymore. We moved into a place of, now we teach families. So now it's like courses, group coaching. It's, I just started a Change Makers Network, which is a networking group for people to collaborate and to build each other up. And it's all the good people in the world helping each other, standing on the shoulders of giants and really just crushing it, right? And so that is like my community. You can find all of my stuff on withmartha.com. That's my website. And the Martha Krejci. Anywhere on like social media, you can follow what's going on, but there's always stuff happening. There's a mastermind every 90 days. And my main program is Home-Based Revolution. And that's also the name of the book that is being published by Simon & Schuster in September is when that comes out. But that program is precisely the blueprint in the system that I did on my own in order to be able to get my own family to 7 figures a month with multiple income streams from home, working like 5 to 10 hours a week. So that's my focus at this point, because if you remember earlier, I said, we're eradicating poverty. We reverse engineered it. And we're like, how do we do that? We empower families. We show families how to do what we've done. And then other people can bear witness to them. And all of a sudden it's accessible to the planet. And all of a sudden the world changes, because whenever you have enough money, like that beyond 20%, when you start having that, that's when you are like, you start living from your heart and you live from your soul and you live in the give back, right? Like, and it's not, you're no longer just like, I don't know, scrapping for money, scrounging for money. I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but you stop wanting the money so much and you start just wanting to give back. The money becomes, strangely enough, less important. It's just kind of piles up and you invest and you do whatever. It becomes less important and it's more about you as an individual and how you're going to give back to the world. That matters more. That's what I see. It's what's happened in my own family's lives. And it's what I see over and over and over and over again as people are, you know, women are bringing their husband home from work. He hates his job and they're putting their families back together again. So now they can homeschool if they want to homeschool. They can travel if they want to travel. They can do all these things because money is no longer a concern. And the way that they make their money is in service to their own community, which is precisely what I've done. So that's what I show people how to do now.
Love it. Love it. It really is the evolution into abundance. Because once you understand abundance, and we are blessed to live in abundance, we're blessed to live that give back life you're talking about, is it really isn't about income. It's not about inbound strategies of finances. It's about how can you leave the biggest imprint on the world. I would say this about you very clearly. I used to say all the time, because I had done so much since a young age of singing and recording and business development. And people used to say, wow, she's amazing. Wow. And I got to a point where I was like, that's failure. If I get to the end of my life and people just say, wow, the real evolution and what I see in you is when you move from, wow, if she can do it, I can do it. Mm. And that's where you're at. It's no longer the Martha wow factor. It's the Martha, wow, if she can do it, you can do it. Because you and your family have created the timeless principles, the strategies, the modalities that now they can duplicate so that you can come alongside and be like a coach in the grandstands saying, all right, it's your time to get on the field, but we're going for touchdown every single time. I love that about you, Martha. It's just a really beautiful joy. And so again, it's what's the website address? Give us those again one more time. We'll put it in the information below, but give it to us one more time.
Sure thing. It's withmartha.com. We tried to make it easy, right? So we didn't put my last name.
Yeah, we can spell those. Withmartha.com. That's good. Well, this has been awesome. Well, you know, you're a perfect example of what this show is all about. We always like to end the show by really stating our statement. There's never been a guest on the show. I've never interviewed someone on stage that hasn't had a setback story. that hasn't had something they've had to overcome. And we always say, when you have a setback, don't take a step back, but get ready for your comeback. Because sometimes a setback is actually a setup for you to rethink, reboot, recalibrate, or even reinvent your life, your business, and your brand. Martha, you are a perfect living example of that. And I really look forward to more time together in the future. Thank you for being on the Comeback Show.
If you're loving The Comeback Show and you've gotten any value from the content we're sharing for your business or life, would you mind doing us a favor? Leave us a comment when you listen, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and leave us a review. Our listener reviews actually help our ratings and continue to cause our show to reach more people. Thank you again for listening, and remember, it's your comeback time.